In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 12 days ago it was, on a Saturday afternoon, that I arrived hot and tired in Nagercoil, India, and was visiting some of the colleagues there, some of the professors at the seminary in Nagercoil. And as we chatted about the plans for the next day or two while I would be visiting there, my host asked me if I would preach the next day on Sunday morning at the 8 o'clock Tamil language service. An interpreter was appointed, and I was given my text. Not this famous Pentecost text, loaded as it is with all kinds of missiological freight, fabulous gospel, the climax, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. No, not that text. The other one, Acts 1, verses 15 to 26, the choosing of Matthias to replace Judas Iscariot. That was Saturday afternoon. Church starts at 8 o'clock. It wasn't the shortest notice that I'd ever been given for a sermon. I was once visiting a remote village and was worshiping there, and the pastor leaned to me during verse 2 of a 6-verse sermon hymn and said to me, "You preach." I had 4 verses to get ready. The way I figured it, either he would preach unprepared or I would, and he had to live there. I could have used this text from today, this Pentecost reading from Acts, at times like that. And I don't mean the thing about the miraculous languages, although that would have saved some toil and sweat, perhaps. I mean, rather, the spontaneity of the thing. One minute, the disciples are hunkered down, praying and waiting for a promise they hadn't seen, and the next minute, Peter is preaching the sermon of his life and making an instant megachurch. Just add water. Jesus promised the Spirit to make his disciples witnesses. And witnesses are ready to testify whenever and wherever they are called on to do so. In season and out of season, in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the extremities of the world, which I suppose includes India and Africa. But you don't have to go to India or Africa to see the spontaneous, Spirit-driven witness of Pentecost happening today. Right now, in places all over the planet, Spirit-empowered witnesses are testifying about what Jesus has done to save us. They're telling the mighty acts of God. They're giving an answer for the hope that is in them. And the Spirit keeps using that kind of talk to bring more men and women to eternal life in Christ Jesus. God is absolutely serious about this business of getting the good news about Jesus into the ears and minds and hearts of human beings all over this planet. You and I are part of that. Not because we signed up for it, and not because we had such great ideas, and not because we came up with a brilliant mission strategy. We're part of it because God has put us into his church, named us with his name, christened us with his Spirit. And you know what happens to ships that get christened? They get launched. Now, you may often have more time to study and pull your thoughts together and prepare yourself and polish the rough edges than I had those 2 times I mentioned. God's people deserve that. They deserve the very best that we can offer them, especially in our preaching. But sometimes you bump into somebody who just pops the question, and you don't have 20 hours to prepare a sermon. A guy at a bus stop who asks what you do, and then he says, "A pastor, huh? What for?" Or a neighbor that you don't know calling you up late one night and saying, "Yeah, hi, I never really been to church or anything much, but I'm going in for surgery tomorrow, and I was kind of wondering about God and stuff." And it's your turn. It's your turn to give witness to your Savior right there in front of God and everybody. It's your turn to tell them the mighty saving acts of God in their own language so they can understand it and by the Spirit's working, believe it. Seminary is, among other things, a place to study and prepare. Take that seriously. For there's no real demand, as far as I know, out there in the church for lazy, unprepared pastors. But what Pentecost reminds us is that the progress and success of God's mission does not ultimately depend on our study and preparation and our smarts, but on the sovereign, divine working of God's Holy Spirit, who creates faith when and where he pleases in those who hear the gospel. So, my brothers and sisters, study hard. Prepare yourselves as if everything depended on you, on your study and preparation. And then, speak the good news. Witness to Jesus Christ with great boldness and readiness in season and out of season, wherever you get the chance, as if everything depended not on you, but on the Spirit of God, because it does. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.